Jesus, thank you. We have come once again to drink, to eat the bread of life. We have come once again to drink your blood. Let your word today bring health to our bones. Let your word today reposition us. Lord, we want to see you. We want to experience you. We want to enjoy fellowship with you. Please come. We desire your manifest presence. We want you to be tangible in the life of everyone. We want to touch you. We want to lay hold on you. We know you are here because we are here. Because we are gathered, we know you are in our midst. And we know you are in us. Jesus, take total control. Have your way. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you celebrate Jesus once again? Give him praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Messiah, you are 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 Messiah. Messiah, you are Messiah, you are Messiah, oh Messiah, you are Messiah, sing you are Messiah, you are Messiah. Savior, you are my Savior, yeah, my Savior, oh my Savior, you are my healer, 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 you are my healer. My father.
Receive expressly from the throne of grace as the Lord will be speaking to us expressly, as the Lord will be communicating His might and His will to us. I said it last week, you know, we actually look at what salvation means and we consider vividly what we mean by soteria. Do you understand what soteria means? Deliverance, you know, it means salvation. Are you getting me now? And we also consider that it's actually a Greek word. And it could also stand for the word preservation. It also stands for the word safety. Are you getting what I'm saying? And we established last week that salvation can only come by grace and grace alone. No any other thing. So by grace are you saved. Is it not of work, lest any man should boast. So the work of a man does not save a man. Do you understand? Your effort, your intellectual ability does not profess salvation to you. And we establish by the Spirit of God last week that you can be a professor of the Bible or in biblical study, and yet you don't have salvation. Coming to church doesn't mean you are saved. The fact that you run up and down doesn't mean you are saved. Even praying doesn't mean you are saved. Because so many people walk up and down today for what they need because of miracle or whatever, from one meeting to another, and they engage serious prayer. But they pray aggressively and yet they don't know the person of Jesus. So when they talk about Jesus, we know Jesus. But they know Jesus mentally. But spiritually, they are cut off from the very life of God, because indeed they have not been saved. You know, and we're able to expand last week that if you can understand the concept salvation, there are so many things you are trusting God for that will be freely made available for you, because they are total package. So the understanding of, you know, the salvation is what we actually offer you, things that have been released alongside. There are so many things that came to you the very day you gave your life to Jesus. But because you are not conscious of what actually happened to you when that experience took place, you have been strongly stranded. I said it, that so many people struggle in sin because they don't understand salvation. But you think you know it, because it is now, it's actually a household name. You know, you can't be in church and not at least everybody in the church, even the gateman will tell you our salvation. You know it, you know. But there are so many things that the Lord wants to open our eyes to, so that we can maximize fully all that He has for us. Certain things are foundational in the body of Christ. If we don't pay attention to them, no matter what we build on it, no matter what we build on our lack of understanding, it will still come down. Do you understand? A lot of us have been so carried away with a lot of things in the body of Christ. We are so much interested in power. We are interested in the doctrine of angels. We are interested in all manner of things. We want to fly, we want to bilocate, we want to see that in a place and appear in another place. You know, we want to speak and see people follow that anointing. We want to raise the dead, we want to heal the sick, and we are so engrossed with this that our coming to church is now powered by such. You understand? You're going to the secret place is powered by that, not because you know that you have an accountable relationship that you need to keep with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. And because of this, you will always be stranded. Yeah, you keep struggling. And even if you are still healing the sick, you are still cut off from this divine life and nothing is happening to you. You know, and so it's so key that we pay attention to this particular topic and this particular message that the Lord is having for us this season, and open your heart and don't feel you know it. That's a fact. Don't feel you know it. As a matter of fact, I am not here to tell you that I know everything about salvation, but I trust the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see exactly what He wants us to see. Do you understand? I want you to know that if you can gain perfect understanding of this subject matter, do you understand? You will walk in the miraculous. You will do straight things in righteousness. I told you last week that to walk in miracle, it does not happen by your fasting and prayer. That is not what makes it happen. Cramming scriptures doesn't bring you into this dimension of life. You can cram scriptures and not know what salvation is, and not understand exactly who you are in Christ. That is it. So the fact is that so the scripture should reveal Jesus. That is true, because you can't see the scripture until you understand what has happened to you when you were saved. So as soon as salvation takes place, there's what is called the seal of our salvation, which is the Holy Spirit. So without this seal, access to the scripture cannot be given. So you're only reading the scripture as an unbeliever. If you are saved and yet you don't know why you are saved or what salvation is all about, it will be too difficult for you to unravel certain things in the kingdom. And so that is the reason why you will do so much and you will see little. But when a man is actually on a journey without understanding of where he's going, he will only engage effort in futility. So that some of us will not just go out tomorrow and now we, you not join the people who say this Christianity is a scam. It will always be scam to them until they come to understand it. It will always be a scam. Because the devil is still coming to check exactly what you have received. He will come. Maybe you even understand. It is your understanding that will make you say, by wisdom, a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. So every believer is established in this kingdom by understanding, by light. This is our year of great illumination. And so there are some strategic things that the Lord will be revealing to us. And I want you to just open your heart and flow. Do you understand? The Holy Spirit will be taking us on this journey. Are you getting me now? And I'm going to start by saying again that you are not saved by your power. You are not saved because you know what to do. And you see sinners as people who don't understand what is going on. That's why they are not saved. As if you are the one who brought yourself to him. No, it's love caught up with you. Caught up with you. Who knows this song? Na 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 ta na 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 ta na 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 na. Who knows this song? If you know it, raise up your hand. Ta 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 ta. Walking after me. Come again. Can we come again? 1, 2, 3, go. That's the love of Christ. Go on, once again. Ta-da-da. Can you sing it once again? Ta-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, coming after me. Find us. So there is nothing like I gave my life to Jesus. I have no life to give. What can a dead man offer? So I gave my life to Jesus. No, what can a dead man offer? A dead man offers nothing because we were dead in sin. So we couldn't have made the choice of receiving Jesus. So if there is a will indeed and a choice, is love made it possible? His love came after us and is still pursuing us. So your salvation can never be by work. It is by grace. And I said it that if you don't understand this, you will struggle with your Christian life. Because your understanding is what will supply, you know, enough strength for the journey. Is that very clear to you? So I said that many are still struggling and wandering in sin, struggling to be perfect. I can do it. And they put structures in place just to be perfect, and they are not. You know, they are still struggling and struggling because they don't understand exactly what salvation is. So they must understand that salvation comes by grace and grace of the Lord alone. And for that journey to be made easy, there is a need for you to keep up with that understanding that you are saved by grace and not by works. So when you function from this understanding, I tell you that your walk with God will be made easy. It will be so easy. So you know that He bought you with a price. He did all. You did nothing. Nothing. So if a man is dead, or a man was dead, and you visited the person and you minister, and the dead person jumped back to life, what has that person contributed to what happened? Absolutely nothing. And that is why the church is so key. The church is so important. Because people have said we bring them to the church and let them be discipled. Let them really understand what has happened for them. You know, it will make the journey, their fellowship and their walk with God to be very, very easy. So if you don't know anything about salvation, you must know that salvation comes by the grace of God. And that means that it is not by your own work or your own ability. And I said something to you last week, that if you can function from this understanding, there are certain possibilities you want to see in your life. There are certain possibilities you want to see in your ministry. There are certain possibilities you want to experience as a believer. Probably you see other people experiencing it, or you have seen it in the scripture that Peter did this, he did that, the apostle did this and they did that. And you look at the book of Acts of Apostles, you can't find any of these traits in you. It might be that you don't understand what salvation means. Oh my God. Because at salvation, everything has been released. His very life has been transferred. So he went to the grave. You were there. So when he rose, you rose. He experienced shame so that you can be glorified. So it's pain, shame, and all manner of things all manner of things that the people of the world did to him, they did to you. So his glory is your glory. His life is your life. So you were dead. He took your place. He gave you life. He took the death. So when he died, you gain his life. And if you have gained his life, you can function just like him function. So it is not a mistake if I tell you that he has God, children of the Most. So you must know that your fasting and your prayer, even though they are beautiful and wonderful, your prayer, your fasting, they are beautiful, they are great, they are not in any way to help God. You are not helping God so that God will use you and do what you want to do. No, you are helping yourself. So when you engage in fasting, you pray, what you are doing is that you are positioning yourself as this God, so that everything that He has placed in you can find full expression. So you don't want to struggle with sin again. If you can see yourself in the light of His grace, do you understand? You can rise up and continue to function in His strength and His capacity. So the strength of a man will be reduced to nothing. The very day that man shifted his attention from the grace that saved him, or the saving grace, and concentrate on works. Now trying to please God outside of His grace, trying to work miracle outside of His grace, then you will fast and nearly kill yourself. And at the end of the day, frustration will still be what you see. But when you function from the angle of grace, that you know that where you are now is grace brought you here. His grace supplied his life. Then you will know that you can leverage on that grace to run the race. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the legal part of the salvation, do you understand, happened without your contribution at all. It was totally his supply. He supplied. It was a total package that he did. So the experience was substitutionary. So for the love of God, he descended. It was when Jesus came, it was God that came. So stop separating. It was he that came. He came in form of man. So the God became man. So the man or man can become gods. So he stepped down. He left his glory. Took up your shape so that he can bring you to glory. This is what happened to you when you were saved. Coming to this understanding will shoot you up to a level. A rep that 100 days fasting and prayer cannot take you to. It is called lack of understanding. And when a man lacks understanding, he will be grounded. He will be limited. So what is grace has done for you is complete. And that is why the Hebrew chapter 2 will refer to so great salvation. Let's open to the book of Hebrews quickly. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 2. If you are there, you can read from 1 to 4. Let's go first. The book of Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. Now we look up. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnestly to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Come back, please. Give heed to what you have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. The word sleep here does not imply that we can let go what we have received. Like, does not imply that what we have received can go, can leave us alone. Do you understand? But that we can slip away from it. So it's not as if he has not given you, but because you are not walking in the consciousness of what he has done, probably by ignorance or by distraction, you know you are saved. But yet, none of the result or the fruit of salvation can be found in you. Because you have slipped. So those things can slip. Move to the next one. So for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. The next verse, please be very fast. How shall we escape if we neglect so great, echo it everyone, if we neglect what? So great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. How shall we escape if we lack the understanding of this salvation and we tend to pursue after other things, all the blessings that are attached to it? It's like building a house in the air. Yeah, the fact is that those things we love and we go after, those things we want to capture and just have to ourselves, they are beautiful, they are catchy. If there is anything a believer should rejoice more about, is salvation. So you understand why the psalmist said, restore back to me the joy of my salvation and renew the right spirit within me. Not any other thing attached to it. Once you can have this, then you have everything. So building in this kingdom without the understanding of what Jesus has done, this salvation, then you can never last. So as beautiful as this building is, what sustains the building you are looking at is the foundation. But can you see the foundation? Do you know the reason why many people don't want to pay attention to these things? Because most times it's not what they can show. We are interested in seeing, in being seen. We want to, I'm a born again Christian. We want a car to show for it. Pastor said, okay. You want a car, you want a house so that they can have us. We are serving Jesus. So this house is sustained by a foundation. But you can't see the foundation, but you can see the beautiful buildings. Are we saying that this one is not okay? Is it enough to just build the foundation too and not do anything? Yeah, so you are going to understand it in this particular teaching. The legal and the vital work of salvation. So there is the legal part and there is a vital part. The vital work of salvation. You are going to understand it clearly. We might not be able to reach that place today, but you are going to understand it clearly. Now, if as we have this building, you can see everybody walking around can see without introduction. I say, oh, this is Finger Lakes Restaurant. It's beautiful. This is a very wonderful place. And all that you can see clearly. But, you know, the foundation theory upon which all these beautiful things are standing on cannot, nobody, even if you introduce the building, the mind of people are not going to the foundation straight. All they want to see is the powerful building that is upon it. So also we love to build powerful life. We want to live extravagantly. We want to really go everywhere for Jesus. We want to come out on the stage and see people fall under anointing. We want to lay hands on the sick and see them healed. We want to do all manner of things in Him without paying attention to the foundation. And my father in the Lord will always tell me, he's an engineer. He said, what we consider in our work is not just the tall building. It is actually the solid foundation. Because as an engineer, if you have your building done, everything perfected, and at the end of the day, what you have on it collapse, they will come to you. And they know, they are aware that even if the owner of this house wants the building to be nice, it is their responsibility to tell him that this is the kind of foundation we must lay to make this happen. And most times, the foundation eats more of the resources.
Yes, sir.
It takes more time. You can continue to lay block, and within some weeks, you finish it up. But if you want to deal with a foundation, you pay attention to it. From one step to another, you pour so many things, add so many things. And they don't just build foundation with blocks. They get it done with something strange, some important element that will keep it firm and strong. So if we are teaching on salvation for 5 years, we can still be on it. So, and a man who wants to go far must gain clarity. So just as the foundation is so important to your building, so also the understanding of the saving grace or salvation is so important to your spiritual exploit. There is no limit to how far you can go in this kingdom if the understanding of salvation can be so evident. You can see, you can understand that there is clarity. You can have clarity of this thing. Without it, there will be limitation. Then you will fast for 3 days and come back and still be who you are. And you like, come on, we fasted and they imparted us. Any form of impartation that comes upon the life of a believer without this understanding will lead him to frustration. Because you are aware that you are investing, but your investment is becoming nothing. You are getting nothing in return because the foundation has not been laid properly. So let's quickly make, let's make progress before we go this morning. Hallelujah. Let's open to the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 25. Quickly. Romans 4, 25. There another person you can open to. 1 Corinthians 15. Romans 4, 25. Let's be very fast.
Who are believers us?
Past or present tense.
Who was delivered?
Okay, sorry.
Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised
again for what?
For our justification.
So how do you receive justification? By your work?
By what he has done. It is called a substitutionary sacrifice. So if you are functioning from this understanding, you will know that you are not just saved, you have been powered
from the one who is above all.
Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So his pains, agony, and all manner
that he went through was actually for us, for our offenses. And when he rose for our justification. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation. He said, now there is therefore no condemnation to what?
To them who are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not
according to the flesh, but after what?
The Spirit.
For the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from what?
The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us from what?
From the law of sin and death.
Say what the law could not achieve. In that it was dead. It was done and set to by Spirit. Say they that are in Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. They that are in the flesh, the things of the Spirit. Say to be carnally minded is dead. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life and peace.
Glory to God.
Ebenezer. 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 My help has come. Ebenezer, 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 my helpers.
For he hath made him to be sin for us,
who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
This is a mega grab.
He was made sin for us,
who knew no sin.
that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So our righteousness is not something we can produce by ourselves. That righteousness has been imputed into us through Christ Jesus. So we are the righteousness of God by Christ Jesus. So the foundation for our justification is not our work. The foundation for our justification is the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus. Is what Jesus has done, what God has done for us. So on our behalf, He did it. He settled it and He finished it. And that is why you can no longer live for yourself.
Yes, sir.
The one who died for you, you understand? What you need to do for Him is that you live for Him. So He died for you so that you can live. Do you understand? You can live for Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's open our scriptures quickly to Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of what? Of sins. Read it, everyone. Don't we read it together? Read it together, everyone, please. In whom we have redemption through His blood. We actually purchased Christ's blood. So you can't pay for the price of a thing twice. If He has done it, He has done it. The greatest deception that any believer can experience now, do you understand? Is for the devil to still make you know that you are not righteous, that you are not holy. As you are, you need to struggle to make it to heaven. You need to struggle to do healing. You need to struggle to do all of that. Because what He did, this redemption, there's what you call redemption package. So what Jesus bought with His blood was not just for you to be saved and be saved, just like that. The word salvation is so big. It comes with a lot that we shall be unraveling it. Do you understand? But you must understand exactly the basis for your salvation. And this is the legal ground. This is the legal work that we were made righteous on the account of what Jesus has done. So if you don't understand this legal work, there is no how you can appreciate what Jesus has done, and because you don't appreciate it, you can't also enjoy the vital work of salvation. So it must be settled in you, because it has been settled in everyone of it, but it must be settled in you that so much blood made your salvation possible. And the forgiveness of what? Not one. You have been forgiven. You have been pardoned. You have been saved. You have been set free. Just by what He has done. This is it. It has been set free. The court of heaven, this matter. And that is why you always see some of these scriptures that speaks of the legal work of salvation. They are always written in past tense. He said, by stripe you were healed. Not that you be healed. Not that you be healed. Romans 3, 21 to 26. Quickly.
you, Jesus.
But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophet. The next verse, please. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. That righteousness comes by what?
By faith in what Christ has done.
And that faith is strengthened
by knowledge, by understanding.
So you can say, I am saved, and you come in, and you are still living without the consciousness of what you have done. It shows that there is no enough knowledge, there is no understanding of what you are saying. So that faith is powered by knowledge. And I know Jesus has done this. I know it. Then I believe it. Then you function. Of course.
Now, we are going to explain that so that I won't just confuse you.
The next verse. Okay. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Christ Jesus, move to the next verse, please. We've read this one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Go on. Be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The preceding verse says, he said, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Remember that that sin was not a sin committed by you personally. It was on the account of another man. So because he sinned, we were termed sin or sinners. And so now, the one who came paid for the same sin, blotted out all our iniquities, and nailed it to the cross. So what he did was not just limited, a matter to be limited to Christ alone. That righteousness was imputed unto us. I'm getting what I'm saying. So part of the things that sin has done to man is to limit him perpetually, to cut short his fellowship and communion with God. He was dead spiritually. So the ability to express the nature and the divine ability, we are still going somewhere by the grace of God. Part of the legal and the vital works of salvation, we're going to explain what we call the in Christ ability. Do you understand? We'll be exposed to what we call the in Christ realities. Do you understand? And the ability of Christ, how can you keep full expression to this? By the understanding. You know, from the understanding of this particular concept we are dealing with. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when you were dead in sin, there are certain things that are not just possible in your life. So because one man sinned, we all sin. So part of the things you don't have access to is access to God. You can't fellowship with God. You can't enjoy communion. Because he can't just behold iniquity. He can't. So you can't express the nature and the life of God. It was so difficult to do so. You were dead in sin, limited. You don't have authority. You can't even look at the devil. You can't even behold him. You can't even do certain things. You have all that the Lord had created you with from the beginning. He said, let us make man in our image. After all like that, he may do what? Have dominion over everything. So the you are existing here to actually establish the kingdom of God and to be an extension of his kingdom here and dominate. So because we were dead in sin, we were unable to do this thing. But now that his righteousness has been imputed into us, remember that you were dead in sin and you were unable to do these things because one man sinned. So now that another man came and took all of your blame and your shame and paid for it with his blood. Do you understand? So he came with certain dimension. When you were dead in sin, you couldn't just live for God. But now that you are alive in him, you are expected to do what? to live on this. Not because you want to struggle to live. But because, listen to me, you did it because you were dead in sin. There are certain things you don't struggle to do. You don't struggle to forgive, you don't struggle to lie. You don't certain things just you know, little boy, not little children, or motorship. Cause sin and be your man out there like, where did you get this from? In nature. Somebody say it's nature. Somebody says it's nature. So change the nature, change the man. So if you have been saved, there has been a substitution. That nature of death has been taken. So that nature of sin has been removed. So what we call sin is not just the act, but the nature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what we also call the manifestation of the glory and the life of God is not just the action, but what? The nature. So the sin nature has been taken and the nature of God has been imputed into you by what Jesus has done through Christ Jesus. So now you are not just that man that you used to be. You are now full of life by the Spirit of God. That is why the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is the seal of our salvation. So it's coming into you. It's God coming to you to reside in you. Now, when you were dead in sin, you couldn't explore, you couldn't just stop doing certain things. You do it without thinking of it. You lie without thinking. You fornicate without struggling. But now that you have a new life, you should heal the sick without thinking of it.
Amen.
Or conscious. You should function in power without thinking of it. You should raise the dead without thinking of it. Too much. You should walk in righteousness without struggling, without premeditating it. It's a lie. It's part of the total package. You leave it out. But what brings you to this level is the consciousness of what you have received. Are you getting what I'm saying? A dead man remains in that state of death and he can't move from where he is because of what that nature has. Where that nature has positioned him. But now you have the nature of God in you, you have the life of God, you can function. Now, if you have this life, I'm going to end like this so that we continue next week. And you are not functioning in this reality. What Paul? We call a man like that is a foolish man.
Yes,
he came to Galatians.
Yes, sir.
In Galatians chapter 2. He said, who ye foolish Galatians? He said, how shall you be so foolish that you have started this thing in this spirit and you are hanging in the flesh? How would you have been saved and been bought with a price and you still need to pay for what has been paid for? How would you have been set free from sickness? And you still need to open your eyes and you are just tied down inside sickness. How would you have been rescued from the power of sin? And you are still struggling to live right. He didn't call it lack of knowledge. He said you were foolish. Now what is foolishness? Foolishness is not just the absence of knowledge. Foolishness is knowing what to do, what is good for you. And you don't choose to be doing what is wrong. It's foolishness. And you have two options. This is a car key. This is bicycle. Choose one. And you go for bicycle. When you see that guy, what do you say? He's a foolish man. You will not be foolish. In the name of Jesus. After this series, none of us will have foolish. In the name of Jesus. You have been blessed in him. Say, blessed be the Lord, the Father, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Said, having predestinated us in him before the foundation of the world, by Jesus Christ to himself, that we should be holy and without blame. Without blame before him in love. We can't be alive and still be living as the dead. That's a fact. So if you are saved, you have this life, you have this nature in you. So still functioning as men who live in the congregation of the dead is dangerous.
is an insult against the divine life that you carry. Stop struggling that you don't want to see. You are not the same. Live out your life as powered by the Holy Spirit. Let's rise on our feet.
You celebrate Jesus in the Spirit. Enozia kaba sofi kabrahan de rotiska lemboro biko brako biroko biko kusaka broka koka bako kata kapa kata zania tomba hage sua matela ribia barane ria come ani soma datia rogia tesusia bali cobra tra chi tu mi la da radi sosisa kabarane la terra si sa bali a katana mando pa
in the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Look at me, everybody. Look at me, everybody. Continue to function in the consciousness of who you are. Henceforth, continue to function in that reality, in that consciousness. There are things that we call dead works. As soon as they surface, keep them up and say, no, I am no longer part of the people living in the congregation of the dead. I have the divine life in me. There are certain things you see all around in your life. But you know these things are not correct. You might be struggling one way or the other. You know God has spoken to you concerning this thing. Why is it not coming to pass? If you can just function from the understanding of what happened to you when you were saved, and you take your position, you address the situation. Never! This one belongs to men who lives in the congregation of the dead. I am now not just a believer. You are now a carrier of God. He said, for your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. What made this happen was salvation. The day Jesus saved you, from that day, God back his load. And you are living with him. Said, if the way of the man, this is the basically saying to be a Christian. Jesus Christ was speaking, he said, I and my Father will come and be living in you. What? Father and Son will party alone and be living in that person. You know, I said something some days ago during when we were looking at Christ, that see, what happened to you when you were saying you don't understand it? And if you understand it, there is this strange boldness. This strange boldness to do the unusual. We had time to do. I said, Christ came. He was without a house, walking about, just moving from one place to another. You know, people treating him anyhow. And I was speaking on giving that particular Sunday. We were speaking on giving, that engaging the power of giving. That he gave. I said, God gave his only son. By the end of the day, he got something. God now has capacity to live in everyone. I don't know if you get my point. He gave just one son. And he got many sons to himself. So God can now live in you and sit in this room. As the pastor moves, wherever he's living, he's revealing Jesus there. You are there, you are also revealing Jesus. Jesus is not localized, he's not caged. He's now free to express himself. As a matter of fact, that is what happened to you when you were saved. You suddenly became the house of the Lord. Say, for your God is the temple of the Lord. So we don't even need to get that here before you get personally. If you understand salvation, your worship time will not be Sunday service. Just a so you will know that it's a disgrace. It's actually an insult to what you can. That you only
pray to God and speak in tongues when we gather you, or worship God when we gather you. Then you will know you are your mobile church. This is what salvation. These are the things that you must understand. That the day you receive, you have become his temple. You carry him. So everywhere you go, you know that you walk with the consciousness of his presence. If you don't understand salvation, you will not know. Even though you are hearing it, that is good, that God is with us. Okay. But you can have this revelation personally. You will come into that reality. So everywhere, as we finish this meeting now, you are going on the bike or inside your vehicle. Shakata. It's a consciousness. That because you are sick, you carry it. You have this language. Father, just know that Lord, from today, I live with the consciousness of your presence. I am on that. I can't be it. I walk in the reality of what you have done for me. So
Enosikabaradia. I live and I function in the consciousness of what you have done for me.